Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
We have kept up with Boston chef and restaurant owner Irene Lee throughout the pandemic, and it's been a journey. Layoffs and closings, a fruit-filled dumpling pivot, and a James Beard Leadership Award this year. Now she's helping make the life better in the restaurant industry itself. Irene, great to have you. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks so much for having me.
So I'm just going to start with how you doing. We haven't talked to you in a while.
That's right. I'm doing pretty good. Feeling really lucky that my businesses are doing well, and I am surrounded by incredible folks who I get to work with and who make my life really easy.
So I'm going to cue in on that word, that phrase, my businesses, Irene. So for people who might not remember, you know, Maymay started as a storied food truck about a decade ago. It was a family business, you and your sister and your brother. So much has changed since then. What are the businesses today?
So Maymay is evolving into a dumpling company. Dumplings were always one of the most popular items on our food truck and restaurant menus. And during the pandemic, we pivoted to be more about production. And we sell our dumplings now at maybe 2 or 3 dozen area farmers markets. And the big news is that we are moving to a dumpling factory in South Boston at the Ironworks development. So that's sort of what's new in the world of Maymay.
All right. So much there I want to unpack just in that. I kind of think of that, you know, during COVID, we always saw that we still see that little CGI mock-up of what the COVID virus looks like.
Yes.
I always think of your dumplings as like another little symbol of COVID because you had to change so much about who you were and what you did. You talked about the pain of laying people off. You learned how to teach people how to make dumplings online. You pivoted what was in them. You started doing fruit dumplings.
That's right.
So how do you get from there to a big new expanded factory or production facility?
That's right. Yeah. So one of the things we did was we invested in a machine that helps us with part of the dumpling folding process. So that increased our capacity significantly. The machine is actually named Hal, or that's what I call it. And it's named after one of our regular customers from Maymay Restaurant, who actually first suggested that we try out the farmers markets.
And that's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yes, that's also correct. So there's a there's a layered meaning there. But you know, because we focus so much on working with local farmers and using local ingredients, we found that the farmers market was the perfect place for us to be selling those dumplings. And we decided that we actually liked running a dumpling company a little more than we liked running a restaurant. And, you know, 10 years in, it made sense to make a change. And so that's the direction we're heading in. When we closed the restaurant, we said, dumplings aren't going anywhere. They're going everywhere. And so we hope we can feed even more people in even more neighborhoods and regions.
And what will it mean to have this new facility? Will you be able to employ more people? Are you moving out of the old facility? Will that cost the community there? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we will be moving out of our Park Drive location, which is very bittersweet after 10 years, but we will be able to make many, many more dumplings than we do currently. And so we think that's a net gain for the Boston community at large. We also are really hoping to have a small dining room space at the new factory so that we can bring back things like the Double Awesome, our scallion pancake sandwich. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll be announcing a way for people to get involved. So if anyone out there wants to follow us on Facebook or Instagram or sign up for our newsletter, we'll be announcing our grand opening, which is currently scheduled for right around Lunar New Year in early 2023.
So we're speaking with Irene Lee, Boston chef and owner of Maymay Dumplings. Irene, you have become, it's easy to argue, a national figure. I remember stopping in my tracks several months ago when I saw a Domino's commercial and you were in it. So, you know, your profile has changed and we haven't really had a chance to speak with you since your profile took another huge leap when you won a James Beard Leadership Award, which was March of this year. Was that take us to the moment. How did you find out you won these are the Oscars of food awards. How did you find out you won one? Where were you? What happened?
Yeah, so I was at my business partner's house and I got a phone call, and actually the whole thing was captured on video. I think mostly just my jaw hanging open. But You know, to be honest, I've been on the list for James Beard for many years. And so in a lot of ways, I just wasn't really thinking too much about it. But it is obviously a tremendous honor. And I was able to meet so many other incredible leaders in food. And so, you know, my hope is that this award will help me continue to build my platform and to try to improve conditions in the industry for everyone.
So the award is for, quote, visionaries responsible for creating a healthier, safer, and more equitable and sustainable food system, end quote. What part of that do you think best describes you, Irene, and has the award allowed you to do more of it?
Well, I think that COVID really kind of crystallized who I am and the role that I play in terms of our food system, insofar as we continue to serve guests the best we can. We pivoted to serve our neighbors and our community members, and we continue to fight for accessible, affordable, good, fresh food to be available to everyone. So I think I would say personally, my mission is to make food good in every sense of the word. And, you know, at Maymay, we make good food. That's our goal there. But for me, looking holistically at the industry and trying to figure out how food can become an industry that has a place for everyone, where people can have careers, where they can be happy in their jobs, that's sort of what I think about looking forward from this award. And it has been an incredible way for me to get introduced to new people, to learn about all the incredible initiatives that are going on. You know, the industry is full of people who want to make change. And so I would say that's been the best part of receiving this honor.
We're speaking with Boston chef and owner of Maymay Dumplings, Irene Lee, who has been one of our barometers throughout the entire sort of life course of the pandemic. And Irene, that's really the thing to talk about now. So, you know, when we first got to know you at the beginning of the pandemic, we were talking about food. We were talking about your business. So much of what you've brought to the show and what you've started to be known for nationally has to do with changing the industry. And I'm going to play a little bit of a clip here from you back in July 2020 on a podcast called Best Served. The host is Chef Jensen Cummings. And you're talking about literally opening your financials to the public.
The first step is really just training the team to understand basics of restaurant finance, because we want them to be able to read a profit and loss statement and understand what's actually happening with the business.
And you wanted customers to do that, too, because you argued that when people are better educated about their restaurants, they'll engage differently, they'll understand prices, et cetera. What is it you are trying to change in the restaurant industry now, Irene?
I think In short, I want the restaurant industry to work for everyone. I want it to be good for owners. I want it to be good for workers, and I want it to be good for diners. And I think that right now, all parties kind of feel like they're getting the short end of the stick. And so step one really is about educating people and making sure that we all understand the work, the joy, the blood, sweat, tears, et cetera, that go into creating a restaurant experience.
So here in the greater Boston region, we have a strong restaurant community. We talk to a lot of local chefs here on Radio Boston. It's kind of one of the areas that we enjoy thoroughly. What parts of the restaurant industry here are good for everyone, and where are the biggest pain points you want to see change in our restaurant ecosystem?
I think that there is tremendous passion for food and hospitality in our restaurant scene here in Boston and New England at large. I think that there's an incredible history and legacy around agriculture and creating the best ingredients that we possibly can, even in this sometimes unforgiving climate. And then when we think about pain points, I think that, you know, COVID really showed us that restaurants are vulnerable. We're vulnerable to inflation, to staffing challenges, and to guests who decide that they don't want to support local restaurants anymore, either because they don't see the value or they aren't able to afford it. So one of the projects that I'm working on now, which is a tech company called PrepShift, is to make it easy for restaurant and food business owners to invest in their teams. I think that empowering workers is where it all starts. And, you know, I think every owner of a business wants to do that, but it's really, really hard. And so open book management was one of the ways that we started to do that at Maymay.
So, you know, as I'm listening to you and we're speaking with Irene Lee, a Boston chef and owner of May Made Dumplings, the bubble that's kind of sitting over my head is, okay, but how much of this is just about money? You know, the ability to charge enough to pay workers a living wage, the challenges in the supply chain right now. I heard a story on NPR earlier this week where there was a restaurant owner just talking about how much she's been crippled by the increase in the price of butter. Right? How much of this, at the end of the day, Irene, is less about will and more about money?
Well, you know, Tiziana, that's such a good question. It's all about money. You know, we live under capitalism. And so for small restaurants, profitability is the name of the game. Prior to COVID, I think the average profit margin for an independent restaurant was about 5%. And I don't even know that we have the data for this current time that we're in, but I'm sure it's not very good. And so, you know, my belief is that by investing in staff, we can create better jobs and then create more profitable, healthier businesses. And there's kind of a positive feedback loop that occurs when you do that. You know, for Maymay, living our values in terms of sourcing, in terms of wages and benefits, that was a matter of what we could afford. And so it did always come back to the numbers. It came back to the money. Not that that's the only reason we were doing it, but of course, if you can't run a profitable business, you can't do a great job with staff or source or do any of the things the way you want to.
So we've got about 30 seconds left. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody new or any restaurant up and coming in the scene that you're excited about?
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout out to Comfort Kitchen, opening in Fields Corner in the next month or so. Bipla, Niako, and Kwesi are some of the most inspiring and talented people I've ever met. And I also want to give a shout out to my friend Lawrence, who recently opened Rubato in Quincy. He is doing amazing Chinese kind of comfort breakfast food, the stuff that I want to eat every weekend. So hope to see you all down there.
And for the shout out for Comfort Kitchen, it happens we did a City Space event for at WBUR with them, and folks can find that by searching for it online. We've been speaking with Boston chef, restaurant owner, and James Beard Leadership Award winner Irene Lee, one of our barometers of COVID. Hey, thank you so much. It's good to catch back up.
Thanks for having me.